proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another exciting teaching for today. This teaching on understanding our divinity is so powerful. If you get this down into your spirit and renew your mind to this teaching, I'm telling you, you'll be like Peter. You'll virtually walk on water. That's how powerful this teaching is. Well, today we're going to be talking about kingdom mentality, that you and I were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. You just didn't, I know you got saved 5 years ago or last year or 20 years ago, whatever the case may be. But really, you were chosen before the foundation of the world. So God saw you saved before the foundation of the world. Now, what He's doing now is through the church, He's training us up. Why? We're training for reigning. We're going back out into the world and be able to witness to the people in the world and bring them back into church so they can be trained again. So God wants us as a church to go out and transform the societies of the world. Now get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go right into it. It's called kingdom mentality. We have to make sure that we understand kingdom and how kingdom operates as opposed to where you and I have come from, because we came from democracy. And a lot of democracy is probably diametrically opposed to the way kingdom operates. Because in kingdom, you don't elect anybody. You don't have any vote and so forth. And in kingdom, there is there are laws and things like that that are given that we follow. There are commands. And so if you were to live successfully in the kingdom, you're going to have to make a mental shift, because it's interesting how in democracy or in the republic that we live in right now, we can veto, we can oppose something, we can go on strike, but you can't go on strike in the kingdom. Now you got to really adopt this now. You got to really adopt this, because that's where the power is. The power is understanding the authority of the kingdom and how the kingdom is operating. You and I are royalty. We have been chosen by God. And when we were chosen by God, the Bible says over in Ephesians chapter 1 that we are chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. Y'all with me on that? Over in Ephesians chapter 2, it says we are seated together with Him in heavenly places. Y'all with that on it? Okay. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, any man that's in Christ is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Things have become new in your life. Y'all with me? Now, when you got born again, I got born again, she got born again, he got born again, we were born into royalty. God is a king. Then we, His children, are also of a royal line. So, God has no grandkids, and He's no respecter, come on, of persons. We are not a nation of subjects.
A king has subjects in his kingdom, but we're not. We are sons and daughters. So now we, his children, are sent into this earth after we are equipped to represent his kingdom to the rest of the world. So God gave birth to a race of kings. I'm telling you who you are. Now, this you've got to catch, because for you to live effectively as a citizen of his kingdom, you're going to have to think differently. You can't think democratically, and you can't think naturally that you're just a worm in the dust or somebody just passing through. You can't think like that. You got to think that I'm a king. When I say that, I mean I'm royalty. I'm not putting agenda on that right now. So when you're thinking like that, now God can effectively move you into some places where that you can operate in a way that is superior to how you operated before, and you can do what this scripture in Job chapter 22 and verse 28 speaks about. Verse 28. Thou shalt also what? Decree a thing, and it shall, come on, be established unto thee. He didn't talk about you have to do it. He said, you decree it. You decree it. God will be responsible for making the decree come to pass. Are you with me here? Now, when we say that, we need to really get this thing down into our spirits, because what we're talking about, again, we're talking about being raised up, and we're walking here at another level now. We're not talking about, Lord have mercy. Can I show you all this? Let's go to Daniel, please. Daniel chapter 2, and then we're going to do Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 2 first. Daniel chapter 2. Is there no king in you? Yes, there is. Then act like it. The Bible says, we, through the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness, shall reign as king in this life by one Jesus Christ. Now, this is key for us here, because we are his children. We are a royal line, and we have to take up our kingly function as his representatives here and his government here in this earth. And the kingdom of God rules over everything. Now, I told you, we're getting out of that entertainment spirit. We're not in that no more. We're saying, well, Pastor can do that. He can cast out demons. I can't do it. Ho, ho. Pastor can pray. I can't pray. No, 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 no. Remember what Jesus said in Luke chapter 17. He said, they said, when will the kingdom of God come? He said, my friend, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God, the whole government is in you. The whole government of God is in you. Once you receive the king, who is Jesus, you receive the whole government. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And I'm saying over in Psalm 103, it says his kingdom rules over everything. His kingdom rules. Folks, when you are kingdom-minded and you walk into a place where your kingdom-mindedness is more real to you than the circumstances around you, I'm telling you, demons will bow before you. They bowed before Jesus, and he is saying, what I did, you shall do too. There are things that royalty will not accept. Will not accept. Will not accept. Will not accept. But understand, we're still training you in royalty. Because even though you are royalty, you're accepting things that are not acceptable with royalty, only because you don't know you are royalty. Can God meet you at the point of your belief? There are things that when a king has a child, that child has started to be trained how to be a prince or a ruler from day one. Before they can even understand it, their tutor is telling them, you're royalty. This is a piece that's been missing. And you watch what will happen to your life when you get it. All of a sudden, watch this now, I'm just going to use this as an example. Can I use this as an example? And you don't get mad? All of a sudden, that Rolls Royce doesn't seem as big to you anymore. You know why? It didn't move. You did. You did. It's a struggle to believe for it when you feel inferior to it. Folks, there are things that you can give people today and they'll say, oh, I'm not going to wear that. I'm going to just put that up on the shelf here. I'm not going to wear. Why? They think it's too good. Know what they're doing? They're minimizing themselves and maximizing an object. That's the only reason people hurt themselves, accept things, and so forth and so on. They don't think too much of themselves. The enemy has done a good job of making us think like a slave. Well, I break that. You're not going to think like that anymore. All right, where are we right now? Now, let me just take you through this. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. He didn't know what he dreamed, and he knew that the dream disturbed him, but he didn't know what he dreamed, and he asked his sorcerers and all those people, tell him what he dreamed. They said, tell us what you dream, and we'll interpret it for you. He said, I can't remember what I dreamed. They said, well, how are we going to tell you what the dream meant if you can't tell us what you dreamed? He said, you better tell me, or I'm going to have your head cut off and your family, so forth. So they were properly motivated. All right, look what it says here. Look at Daniel chapter 2. Daniel comes up, and then he tells them what the dream was and what it meant. Look at verse 31. Thou, O king, saw it, and behold, a great image. And this great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. And the image's head was of gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part iron and part what? Clay. Thou sawest until that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet, and that were of iron and clay, and break them into pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken into pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the what? Whole earth. Remember we were talking about rejection? And that rejection is not based on inferiority, but it's based on superiority. Jesus was a stone that the builders rejected. And that stone smote every other kingdom. And the kingdoms of this world became the kingdom of our God. Jesus became the head of the corner. Now, he's talking about your life as well. You can come into a place with nothing but the Word of God and end up on top owning everything. Now, just stay with me. Here, he was describing this man. Head of gold, Babylon. Chest and arms of silver, Medo-Persian Empire. Now, each one of these were dynasties. Each one of these came after the other one. If you go back and look at history, you'll see how things happened and places were named and then empires came and so forth and so on. But you'll see just in history how these different kingdoms rule. And one took out the other one. The other one took out the other one. The other one took out the other one, and so forth. And now we're a democracy and republic, all right? Now, what I'm telling you is that in the end, none of those are going to exist. The only thing that's going to exist and fill this earth is the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not a democracy. Ain't no voting. It is a theocracy. One God, one rule. He tells us what to see. Y'all getting quiet. See, the reason why you're getting quiet is you think that's bad. That's the perfect government. The best system is the kingdom of God government. And in that government, there is no vote. There is no veto. The king is not elected. He is appointed. He is the one that God has put over everything, and his name is Jesus. And he is over everything, but he's the King of Kings, see? He is sending you out to represent him, and you have the same state of royalty. Oh, Jesus, I know I'm preaching good. So I got to get you to get this, because unless you get this, you have no capacity to hold what he's going to tell you to do. See, you got to decree a thing. So I got to find out that the head represents Babylon. Well, Babylon is a dictatorship. That means there's nobody voting. And then the next part represents the Medo-Persian. That's a rule of law. Now, let's look at that one and see in Daniel chapter 6 and see that one. Y'all with me now? Yeah. We're training for reigning. Say training for reigning. We're going to cut this drug dealer stuff off. We're going to cut this thing. Come on now. Come on. And think about it. The church is going to do it, and they're going to do it in a way that is going to bring just thousands, millions of people into the kingdom of God. They're going to be glad to come in. Say amen to that. All right, now look what it says here. This is Daniel chapter 6, verse 1. And it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no what? Damage. He should have no damage, meaning that the king should suffer no loss. He wanted to run the kingdom efficiently, and Daniel had the wisdom to do it. Now understand, Daniel was not a Gentile. He was who? He was a Jew. Now he's been raised up to be the head under the king in a heathen kingdom. Now, somebody about to get jealous up in here somewhere. Are you following what I'm saying? See, y'all ought to read between them lines, see? Y'all got to see this. Verse 3, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because what kind of spirit was in him? An excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. The whole realm. The church is over the whole realm. Look at verse 4. Then the president and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could not find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was what? Faithful. Neither was there any error of fault found in him. None could criticize him. How would you like to walk in your job and nobody could really criticize you? I pray. Look at verse 5. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together. Now they're coming together against Daniel. To the king, and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. Praise God. And all the president and the princes and counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal what? Statute. That's a what? That's a law, okay? And to make a firm, come on, decree. Now, what does firm mean? It means it's irrevocable, okay? Decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save thee, O king, shall be cast where? He shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the what? Decree. Now watch this. And sign the what? Writing. That it be not what? Changed. According to the law of the Medes and Persians, which what? Altereth not. I looked up the word decree. And the word decree means to determine or resolve legislatively. It's a legal term. It means by legislature. A decree. It means to determine judicially or to resolve by sentence. Court decree. Y'all have heard of a court decree? A court decree. So decreeing in general, an order or edict of law made by a superior as a rule to govern inferiors. Thou shalt decree a thing. Thou shalt establish a law. And here they established a law that nobody could go to any other god, or what they call any god, besides the king for the next 30 days. Now, what did Daniel do? Verse 9, wherefore King Darius signed in writing the decree. Now, get this. In Psalms, it says your tongue is the pen of a ready writer. So you, when you decree things with your mouth, it signs something in the spirit in writing that the devil can't cross that line. Are you following what I'm saying? But this doesn't work if there's no king in you. See, you've got to alter yourself from a democracy, because the democracy says only thing I can do is protest. But over in the kingdom, what I can do is decree. If I'm tired of you messing with me, I can decree it. Do you hear what I'm telling you? You won't have to be 10 feet 10 to do this. You can be 4 feet 2 and do this. All you gotta have is a king in you. And there is king in you, and we're training you up so that your tongue will do the work for you. That once you speak it, angels will take off.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, that's called kingdom mentality. Now, when you go into this teaching, remember this, that you and I who've been born again, the Bible says any man that is in Christ is a new creature. And when it says new creature, another word for that is a new creation or a new species of being. Or let me give you another word, a new race. So you and I are a new race of kings. Jesus is a king of kings. See, we're kings. We're not subjects. We're sons and daughters. God is the king. And you and I are his children. So we have been given the same thing that he has, in that we are kings. Jesus is a king of kings. Now, this royalty is something that you got to really get a hold of, because anybody that's been born into a royal family, royalty, I mean, kings are not elected. Kings are born into that family. And so you and I have been born into the family of God. Now, this royalty has got to rise up inside of us. Because when it does, we begin to speak things, and those things are accomplished for us. You see, not only are we here in this earth to help manage this earth, but the Bible says in Job chapter 22 and 28, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Well, who decrees things? Kings, royalty. They decree a thing, it becomes a law, and everybody acts on it. I'm just saying the same thing that happened when Jesus was in the disciples, with the disciples in the boat going to the other side, and the sea, a great storm came up, and I mean, it was about to sink that boat. The disciples woke up Jesus and said, don't you care that we're about to die here? And I'm putting that in my own words, of course. But here's what Jesus did. He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, peace be still. And there was a great calm. Notice what he did. He decreed a thing, and it was established unto him. You see, he spoke it, God did it. So this is the way you and I can move in this earth, supernaturally, to subdue things in this earth. So now, for you to be able to operate like this, your mind's going to be renewed. You're going to have to become kingdom-minded. It's a powerful teaching. Your address and phone number on your screen. We're trying to get these kings to rise up. Like Micah says, is there no king in you? We want to make sure we raise up this new royalty that's inside of you so that you can get to places that you've never gotten to before in your life. This is a powerful teaching. Well, this is Bill Winston, and that's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
When you were born again, you were born into a race of kings. In this new kingdom, you must renew your mind to a greater level of thinking, believing, and operating. The nature that is now on the inside of you is the nature of a ruler. It's time that you take your rightful place as a child of God and possess a kingdom mentality.
There are things that you can't receive if you have a low mindset. God's gonna bring you up to His level and His class. You are His child, you are royalty, you are in His family, you are part of the kingdom of God.
In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn how to go beyond salvation into kingdom living.
You're not only a citizen, but you are an ambassador, and you are one that is sent here to take rulership over this entire earth, and we're gonna train you up to do it. Praise God.
Order Understanding Our Divinity, Part 3, Kingdom Mentality today, and Dr. Winston will explain why we are not subjects of God, but sons and daughters. Why the enemy cannot stand against a kingdom-minded person. Why the world's problems are the responsibility of the church. How to decree a thing, and it shall be established, and much more.
And there is King in you, and we're training you up so that your tongue will do the work for you. That once you speak it, angels will take off.
To order your copy of Understanding Our Divinity, Part 3, Kingdom Mentality, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. If we are to truly reign as kings in this life, we must cultivate a kingdom mentality. Order your copy of Understanding Our Divinity, Part 3, Kingdom Mentality today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Education department. This is where you come and get spiritual education as to who you are, who He is, what you got, and how to get it.